All right, everybody, this is Chase March, live on location in London, Ontario at the Classified Show, and I'm just honored and privileged right now to be sitting in front of Classified. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How about you?
Doing great, doing great. I must say, I've been a fan of yours for years. Got your, like, your last four albums. I don't got your new one yet, but I got a burned copy of it, so I definitely need to get it tonight. Supporting the artists for sure. So it's great to see. You're on a tour right now. What kind of cities are you hitting up next? How long is this tour?
We're hitting everywhere. We're doing all Canada right now. The whole tour is going to be about just over 4.5 weeks long. We start out west in Vancouver, going right back to Halifax, hitting, like, you know, every major city and a lot of small towns and stuff like that too. So basically playing wherever we can, man, doing like 30 dates.
Nice, nice. I remember I was first introduced to you on the internet because I was trying to get a music career popping back in the late 90s, and I saw your name floating around a bit, but I didn't actually see you till the Unexpected video, and that video was really, really nice. So that was the first taste I got of Class right about there.
That was actually the first, you know, video that got any real play in mine on Much Music, so that, I think that was a lot of people's introduction to me and my music, so that's cool.
Nice. And then after that, you had two other animated videos that I've seen. So I'm just wondering, who does the animation for your videos? How did that come about that you've got so many animated ones?
The first one was done by a guy named Matt Strickland out of Newfoundland. He did the Unexpected and the Maritimes one. And then we just did one for a track called Trouble off my new record. And I know I should remember this guy's name, but I actually don't even know the guy's name. He's a guy from California that we just kind of hired to do a job. He was like a freelance guy that just kind of does it, you know what I mean? He showed us some examples of his work, so yeah, he did the thing up. But, you know, animated video is just another way to tell a story, you know what I mean? It's, you know, to be completely real, you can do animated videos cheaper than to shoot a film video too. So, you know, if you can come up with a creative way to do it and you can get someone to illustrate it out, it, you know, brings a song out.
Nice, nice. Yeah, your videos are it's nice that you've got quite a lot of them. One of my favorite videos though is Hard to Be Hip Hop.
Favorite video too, I think.
Yeah. So, what was it like working with a legend in Maestro Fresh West, man?
Maestro's the man, you know what I mean? Like, I first met Maestro back in 2003, and he just called me up and said he was a fan of my music, so it was a surprise. I've been a fan of Maestro since Backbone, Drop the Needle, Conducting Things, all that. So, you know, when you get in the studio with Maestro, he's an energetic dude, man. He acts like it's the first time he's in the studio. He's just got an energy, and you can just tell that he loves making music. And so for me, that's great. I love when I get an energy like that, working with me in the studio, that makes me excited and energetic. So, you know, I work with him a lot. We've done probably 8 or 9 tracks together, whether it's, you know, him rhyming on one of mine or me producing for him and stuff. So, you know, that's one of my heroes of Canadian hip-hop, and, you know, it's my dude. I talk to him only once a month.
Nice, nice. Yeah, the one thing I really like about that video is it's kind of hard to tell what's going on. Like, you're sitting in a fancy car, and then you got, like, your name spelled huge beside you, and at one point, DJ's cutting, "No, this is not an illusion," and then you kind of show us how the whole video has been an illusion up to that point.
Yeah, man, that was, you know, Harv. Harv is the director. He's done, like, 3 or 4 videos for me now. He did No Mistakes, he did Find Out, Hard to Be Hip Hop, and he did my new one, Anybody Listening. But he's always got cool ideas, man, and he showed me the ideas. Like, yo, I want to make it look like you're in a car, they're going to pan out, and it's just going to be little dinkies. I didn't honestly get what he meant when he first was telling me about it, but when he showed me some examples, you know what I mean? I was blown away, and the way he edited it and put it together and just kind of made it all come to life in the video, like you said, with the "no, this is not an illusion," then it breaks out to show you it all is an illusion. You know, these videos can trick you a little bit. Don't believe the hype. But yeah, man, that's one of my favorite videos, so I'm glad you're feeling it.
Definitely, definitely. Like, I've been a fan for years, so it's nice to actually be able to be interviewing you right now.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I was just wondering about production, because you know, Diamond D used to say he was the best producer on the mic, but I know you produce most of your stuff, and I'm really feeling it, so I think that title should be handed over to Classified.
Oh, shit, I'll take it. You know, Diamond D's the man, though. I remember, what track was that off of? House of Pain, wasn't it, when he said, the best producer on the mic? Or no, it was actually the Fugees, the Score track, I think. But yeah, no, production's my thing, man. I've been making beats for a long time, and the rhyme thing, so yeah, I like doing both, and you know, if people appreciate both, that's great.
Nice. So did you start rhyming and then just need an outlet for producing, or did you produce first?
No, I started rhyming and needed something to rhyme on, so I'd start kind of making my tape deck beats, using a tape deck like this thing right here, and I mean, looping it up, Then I bought my first drum machine, bought my first sampler, and kind of kept building up like that.
Yeah, kind of old school right here, because Class and I are sitting right in front of my old huge tape deck thing.
I used to record on, man. I first saw you plug it into this. I came overlooking it, but yeah, man. That's when I started. I used to use this shit, so.
Yeah, it works. I want to talk to you about some of your lyrics. Like, one of your lyrics, you say, my fourth album is the first one I really liked. So what's the truth behind that?
The truth is, if I go back and listen to my music now, I know I was a young kid. I started putting my records on when I was like 15, 16 years old. And I was a kid who just loved making hip-hop music. I really didn't know much about it. I didn't have that much skill, you know what I mean? I think I was whack. I'll be the first one to say, you know what I mean? But that's all kind of where I came from, and I grew from that and learned from that. But yeah, my first four albums were just, you know what I mean? I wrote my songs, I rap, put them out, and I was like, yeah, they're all right. But you know what I mean? I felt like there was a lot of work that had to be done, and I had a lot of ways to go. And by the time, like, Information, Unpredictable, around that time, that's kind of when I felt like I started to get my groove and starting to really realize what I was doing. So I really feel that. My fourth album is the first record I really like, man. That's real.
Nice. So kind of about just learning as you're going, paying your dues, kind of.
And that's what it was. Like, a lot of people do the same thing I do, but they don't put it out there. They, you know, record their songs and like, no, it's got to be better. But I don't know. I was just that kid that was like, yo, I got 10 songs. Let me put it on a cassette and press up 100 copies and put it out and see if people like it. So
nice. I think we got to drop a track right now. What's one of your favorite? I know this is a hard question probably since you put out so many albums. What's one of your favorite joints that you've done?
This Is Four is one of my favorite tracks. Find Out. No Mistakes.
Oh, No Mistakes. I love No Mistakes. Okay.
It depends how I feel, you know what I mean? If I'm feeling energetic and ratty and just want to move, you know what I mean? I want to be one of my hyper tracks. But if I'll be a little vibe out, listen to something, I'll put on something with more of a message and more of a vibe to it. So it depends on the day, man. It changes with the days.
Cool. All right. That being said, I think right now we're going to drop No Mistakes. I believe this is off Boycott in the Industry. All right, so we'll be right back with more Classified Dope FM Radio.
Just keep going. Yeah, yo. Now I made many decisions and made many mistakes. I walked on many lands and swam in many lakes. I did good, did wrong. I got props and pissed on. I dissed by the system, but I still tried to get on. No one could tell me that my style was unhealthy. I never listened, kept spitting till the naysayers felt me. Looking back, I guess you haters helped me. My fuel, my drive, all just increased when you hated on Classified. Here's advice for every rapper starting out. Don't release a record till you're happy with the bars you wrote. My fourth album's the first record I really like. Before that, my flow was too hype and I really couldn't write. So I took the long way. We could argue all day if it's the wrong way, but sit back and let the song play. Props to Joe Bombay for hooking me up at the start. I never had the skill, but he knew I had the heart. Now understand what I say. Yeah, this here, no mistake. Yeah, got here, no fade. They dudes won't wait. Made some mistakes, what? And I'll probably make more. Yeah. Just how it happens, yeah, when you try to go forward. Understand what I say. Yeah, this year, no mistake. Yeah, got here, no fade. They dudes won't wait. I made some mistakes, and I'll probably make more. Just how it happens when you're trying to, yeah, go forward. Yo, I made the mistake mixing business and friendship. People got offended, relationships were ended. So that's why I remember this every time. Cause every time I ever endeavor with business, it fucks up. Nothing personal, but I got friends, I don't need them. And you wouldn't talk to me if I never had the beats you needed. I fed too many shitty MCs with beats, believe it. But I gotta eat, kid, and it seems a week of cash defeated. I'm hungry, can't think with an empty stomach. Made bad decisions, and now I suffer from it. Got a few videos, but yo, wish I planned a vision through. Some came on dope, some are better just to listen to. Not trying to make excuses, but all I'm trying to do is music. Forget about these interviews and photo shoots. It's just not something for class. I'm only here for rhymes, building beats, killing tracks, and that's that. Understand what I say. This year, no mistake. Got here, no faith. They dudes won't wait. Made some mistakes, and I'll probably make more. Just how it happens when you're trying to go forward.
I started off young, yeah, a couple wrong paths.
Give me a second. Yo,
I started off
yo,
young,
man, put some more hi-hats in it.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, yo, and I got this joint on my keyboard, staring back at me like, you ain't gonna be happy until you puff on this fatty. Smoked 5 years straight, made the mistake of trying it. Say I got no problem, but I really hate denying it. I'm an addict for the marijuana, doesn't matter if I wanna get high. I get high, it's a part of everyday life that I chose. I know this shit'll probably kill me, and I won't quit. But every time I blaze, I feel guilty, and I still do it. Cause every choice has a consequence. Never made mistakes, and I never make no progress, man. No dope beats and hip hop, you wouldn't know me. I'd still be back in soap, be stocking your shelf with groceries.
Now understand what I say. This here, no mistake.
Got here,
no faith.
Hey, dudes,
won't wait. Yeah.
Made some mistakes, and I'll probably make more.
Yeah.
Just how it happens when you're trying to go forward.
Understand
what I say.
This here,
no mistake.
Got here,
no faith.
Hey, dudes,
won't wait.
I made some mistakes, and I'll probably make more.
Just how it happens when you're trying to go forward.
You know.
All right, we're back. That was No Mistakes off of Boycotting the Industry, and we got Classified. Class, how you doing, man?
Good, man. We just out here chilling at Soundcheck. The band setting up the drums and the congas and all the instruments for the show tonight. So we just chilling out doing the interview.
Cool, cool. One of your lyrics, you said you're talking about weed, and you talk about it a little bit, a lot, and but you always seem to, like, it's almost a cliche to talk about weed in hip-hop, and you, but the way you do it, you're not really glorifying it. Like, one of your lyrics, you actually say, made the mistake of trying it, and I won't quit, and every time it blaze, I feel guilty. So it makes me wonder why you keep putting those references in, and don't you think maybe you might be influencing some kids to actually try it?
Yeah, I probably, you know what I mean? I think a lot of artists say this, but I don't make music to raise children. I make music to express myself, to say where I'm coming from. But like you said, I usually don't go weed. I love it. That's all I'm going to do. I love it. It's the best thing in the world. It makes me so happy. Nothing's better in the world than weed. I don't talk about it that way. I say, yo, I smoke it. And yeah, I do like it. So I probably smoke it too much. And I kind of wish, like I said, I wish I didn't start. I'm so used to it now. It's almost part of my lifestyle that I, you know what I mean? I'm used to it. I like it. When someone gives me a joint, I'm like, yo, let me smoke this and get high. You know what I mean? But if I never had that in my life and I never, you know, was used to that or just ran across it, I probably wouldn't need it. It definitely makes me more lazy. Like, I'm starting to see the effects of it, I think, more now. Where before it'd be like, oh, just smoke and do some music. But now it's like, I can't write when I'm high. I never write no lyrics when I'm high because I talk so much bullshit when I'm high. But, you know, when I'm making beats, I'll smoke something, and it's, you know, it has its good and its bad, man. That's what I try to put in my lyrics, show the positive and the negative sides.
Nice, yeah, because I was wondering too, because it seems to me like you really put a lot of yourself into your songs, and I wanted to talk to you about the autobiographical aspects of your lyrics. But you did mention that you didn't even smoke, like, all through high school and everything. So I was wondering, because a lot of people that manage to go that far, you know, don't ever pick up a bad habit such as that.
Right. Yeah, no, I never smoked weed at all in high school. I never even drank. Like, I just, liquor, I hated the taste. I still don't like the taste of liquor now. I'll drink here and there, you know what I mean? But, yeah, weed was just, it never did nothing for me. I was a kid that was into sports, I skateboarded, and once I started to get music, like, you know what I mean, in grade 10, 11, 12, I wasn't that kid that was going out drunk at the parties all the time. It didn't appeal to me, so I stayed home, made music, set my studio, wrote, made beats, and that's what I like doing, so it was cool. But, you know, I don't know why, but, you know, when I was like 20, 21, me and my crew just started smoking weed, and I don't even know why. Like, I got the same friends since, like, grade 3, so, you know what I mean, if one of us in the crew starts smoking and is around, we're going to start smoking and stuff. And then I think just with hip-hop and just, not even hip-hop, it's just music in general. Like, a lot of people in the music scene smoke weed, whether it's engineers or whatever. So it's around a lot. And, yeah, it's just something that became a lifestyle of mine, I guess.
All right. Thanks for the knowledge there. I think I want to drop another track right now, Fall from Paradise, because there's a lyric in there I want to talk about as soon as the song's over. All right, you want to throw that song?
Let's do it. It's Classified. The track's called Fall from Paradise off my record, Hitchhiker Music. Check it out.
I think I should do this. Are you still listening? You know, what's it going to be like when I ain't doing this music thing anymore? I'm not going to be going on tour and show every other weekend.
I
young people gonna start saying, oh, Clash, yeah, he's falling off.
Yeah. I know the way the world works. Know that everything that goes up must come down, yeah. And everybody with luck must run out, yeah. So now we're contemplating like, what's up now? The music thing is all gone, but I'll suck it up proud. I did more than I imagined, tours I couldn't fathom. Broke down doors, for sure I let them have it. If any opportunity came, I had to grab it. Any goal set, I rose and ran past it. Not a superstar and never wanted that, but I did sign some autographs on some groupies' ass. Smoked a lot of free weed from St. John's to BC. They came out the woodwork to see me speak. That was paradise. I know the way the world works. Yeah. It's hard to explain. I ain't close to being finished. Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. I went through all types of bullshit. The story go way back, and I'm proud of myself now, though it's corny to say that. Hip-hop in Enfield was really non-existent. Parents thought it was a fair. Dad, I go in the distance. I try to make a difference. I kept working on persistence. No one paid attention. Now I talk and they listen. MCs are off and dissing like I'm the man to beat. Yeah, I met a lot of rap stars, but still a fan of me. I rock shows with Busta, had songs in his movie. Ate chicken with Luda, conversated with Son Doobie. I drank with Buckshot and DJ Evil D, yeah. I did songs with Maestro and smoked hash with Keith Murray. I love hip hop, cause it made me who I am. It gave me confidence and it made an honest man. This is paradise, and I found a promised land. So now I'm chilling and enjoying my accomplishments. This is paradise. I know the way the world works. Yeah. It's hard to explain. Supposed to be a finish. Couple years after this drop, I'll probably flop, but that's the way it goes when you get on the top. I'm talking about Canada. Yo, this industry's a joke. I'm a Canadian rap star and kid, I'm still broke, but I ain't working years and some think I'm famous. Well, other people ask when the hell I'm gonna make it. I'm good where I'm at, keep the glamour and the glitz. I don't run from my fans cause my stamina is shit. I appreciate the heads, the critics and the haters. I know I miss the rev, the bitches and the breakers, the tours, the shows, the promoters and the assholes, the beats and the rhymes, cause that's all the class knows. That was paradise. I know the way the world works. Yeah. It's hard to explain. I ain't close to being finished.
All right, we're back. Lucky enough to be on location with Classified here in London, Ontario. Dope FM's first interview on location. And one of the lyrics in that song, you say, I love hip hop because it made me who I am. It gave me confidence and it made an honest man. And I think a lot of people outside of hip hop culture wouldn't understand that. Because
I think the media, just the way that a lot of people who aren't involved in hip-hop culture, they have their own perception. They see, you know, the rap videos on TV, and they think that's what hip-hop is. To me, that's not what hip-hop is. You know, that's, I guess I can definitely be a part of it, but I think there's a whole other side of it that a lot of people don't understand. And, you know, for me, what I get out of hip-hop is just being honest. You know what I mean? Being who you are and saying, you know, fuck everybody else. If they don't like who I am, if I am who I am, I believe what I'm doing is right. You know what I mean? Forget everybody else. And I think that's what hip-hop always was. It was the underdog. It was the outsider that was always pointed at and had something to prove. But, you know, with that lyric, what was the rhyme again?
I love hip-hop because it made me who I am.
should probably know my lyrics, but you know what I mean? When I was a kid, and I feel it's true, like, I think any young kid, 15, you know, teenagers, are self-conscious. We don't have a lot of confidence and stuff. And hip-hop just gave me that vibe. When I hear my music, it's just, you know, like I said, fuck everything else, man. Let me do me. Don't worry about it. And it almost just made me stop worrying about what other people thought about me and what I was doing and just, yeah, exactly. You know, pride of myself and just say, forget it. If you got a problem with me and you don't like what I do or the way I dress or whatever, I don't care.
See, that's the thing, because I think I'm a teacher and it always seems like I'm battling the perception that hip-hop is evil. You know, if I try to bring it in the classroom, people always think it's bad, and there's a lot of positives to hip-hop. Like, I'm sure, like, that lyric is true. I'm sure that it has, like, motivated you. It's turned your life around. Like, you've like pretty much made a career and are respected in the Canadian music industry, and hopefully it should be a little bit further than that. But
you know, we're working on some stuff right now. We're going to Australia for the first time, like some international stuff are happening. But yeah, man, I think you know what I mean, it's just what people get out of hip-hop. It always seems that they want to focus on the negative sides of it. But like you said, there's so many positive things about it. I don't think anything's ever brought a cultures together, like different races together, like hip-hop music is. Like, I'll hold tight to that statement anytime. But like another line I said was in a song was like, what the hell was it? Hip-hop, it never taught me shoot a gun or go and buy drugs. It taught me how to keep it real and don't be scared of who I was. And like, when I wrote that lyric, I loved that line. It's such a basic line, but to me, that really sums up, you know, what people say about hip-hop. It's, to me, what I really feel like it does, so.
Yeah, definitely. That was off of No Mistakes. I wanted to highlight that after we dropped that track. So I missed that because I definitely focused on that line too. Speaking about hip-hop culture in Canada, like your new album, like first time I listened to it, I was like, whoa, he has like everybody on there. And then I listened to it again and I realized it wasn't all on one track. But you've got like Moke Only on there. You got DL Incognito, Shaq Clair, Maestro, Moke Only, Decisive, Socrates, Shad.
You know what I mean? When I got this deal with Sony, I didn't want to go out and get the hottest artists of the time and try to get them to get, you know, the Flow Riders or whoever just hear you on the radio. I wanted to get people that I've been fans of or guys that I just crossed paths and had a history with, you know what I mean? So, you know, I wanted to get Canadian guys. That's what I listen to. I'm a big fan of a lot of Canadian hip-hop, so it's easy for me to call up Maestro and say, yo, I got this beat. You want to jump on it? Hit up Shaq Clair, you know, and these guys are all mad cool guys that, you know, like I used to open up for Shaq Clair back in like 2000. I remember he come down to the East and, you know, I'd always open up his tours and stuff like that. So we have a little bit of history, and same with Maestro, so yeah, man, I'm fans of all these guys, and I wanted to make sure I got to work with who I wanted to work with.
Nice, yeah, because Moke Only destroys that verse, man. Like,
it's dope, man. Moke's had a lot of dope music for a long time. Like, I remember listening to him in, like, 95, 96. A lot of people don't know he's been around that long, but check him out, man. Dude's got, like, 36 albums.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ubiquitous, that line in there. And Shad. Shad's making a lot of noise right now, especially where we're at right now in the London area.
Yeah, man, Shad's the man. We, me and Shad hooked up. The While You Were Sleeping tour, I did a tour last January, and I actually took him on the road with us. And another guy, man, I think he's an amazing artist, amazing lyricist, but above all that, just a cool fucking dude. Like, he can chill. He didn't know any of us on the tour. He got on the tour bus and hang out and got along with us great. Never had no problems, but yeah, he's been doing it, man. He's making some wicked noise. I know he's doing, like, the Warped Tour, I think, down in the States, so he's doing, like, 50 dates or some shit down there, so, yeah, another fan, man, like, that's the whole Looney track where I had Shad, Decisive, DL, and I really wanted to get some of those newer guys that a lot of people might not know yet, but they've been doing the thing and making great music, so.
All right, well, maybe we should drop that track on that note. This is Looney off of the new album from Classified, self-explanatory, and it is self-explanatory because it's just good Canadian hip-hop with, like, you know, it's a good album. Like, it's not heavy with guest appearances, like you said. It flows nice, and I'm really feeling it. So here it is. Here's Looney, and we'll be back with more Classified after this. Stay tuned. Chase March, Dope FM Radio.
Oh. Dope.
As I drop my coin into the slot machine, my eyes double in size, you can't stop a fiend. And it doesn't make a difference if I got the means. All I need to succeed is jackpot and threes. I'm feeling uneasy, lost and unrational. Betting on my life, trying to double up my capital. I'll make it back, I don't worry what the cost. Tomorrow I'll be here and I'll win back what I lost. Win some, lose some, consumed every day. I started with my crew, now I sit alone and play. I'm crazy, I'm lonely, I feel I barely know me. I'm through with it, one more loony, am I losing it?
A new record penned, another one spins. One mixed in as the other one ends. I'm wondering if the one I just pressed will be gripped by the DJ's fingertips. Slipped out the crate, out the sleeve, laid on the technique and played out my speakers. Ears glued to the show and wait for my song's debut, and my soul can't change. And when the song don't play, smile gets lost. Fingers ball up, walls get right crossed. Ouch, I can't absorb the hate. I go psycho, killer, Norman Bates.
You ever read 40 classics for your class, for your master? While you on tour rapping, crashing on a little mattress? It's madness, but fact is I need to pass, cause the masses still don't got a clue who shattered. No cash to afford a DJ, I'm scratchless. Just in class, or ironically with that class kid. Out of class and back in school fast, catching up on what's happened after mad distractions. Imagine SK all night rapping and writing an essay. The next day on the flight, no relaxing, and I barely get paid. All I get's late penalty. Tease, couple C's and a headache.
RFI chips and kids got intel inside me. Don't bother to write things down. Type on my full quarter, keypad, shift tab, backslash, deleted. My album hit the world wide web, half completed. A few weeks prior to when I chose to release it, I hear it blaring out the boom, two stereo speakers. The boy genius reports on necessary features, so I know them Blackberries got 3G speeds, kid. And here's my thesis. We started with beepers, now I got more gadgets than a Japanese kid. Plus I frequent sites indecent. If I lose my iPhone, they go all my secrets. I'm loony.
Me is the tedium, mass media, the heavy glare, graffiti, the broken glass everywhere, stress complex, the pressure of next projects, bad news and taboos, women and sex objects, nipple slits, the price of gas twice as fast, triple flips, make it crack, my aching back, crippled hips, the bag of green, the never-ending gag machine, booze and drugs, reviews and plugs, and People magazine, money for nothing, payment to fight, the rise of advertising, entertainment tonight, phantom limbs, Tanya Kims, the throes of passion, running yokes, unfunny jokes, and shows of fashion.
All right, that was Loony. Very nice track. Lots of Canadian cats on there. Still with Classified here. We're at the London Music Hall. And we're just in the back chilling right now, talking to Class.
Yeah. Holding down.
All right, so I want to talk about a couple of autobiographical things, because there's a song on your new album called Inspiration. Did that really happen?
Yeah, that's all a true story, yeah.
Wow, because that's an amazing story about how you sold a beat to a guy, and he never got back to you with the final verse, and you never really thought anything about it till you heard from his friend, and kind of how it motivated him and got his life back on track. And as we were talking about before, about positives of hip-hop music, like you inspired that guy, and probably made a difference in his life. And it was cool to hear something like that, like, because you hear story rhymes on Wax all the time that are, you know, just gangster tales, and that was a good news story.
That was, to me, like, just an amazing, like, you know, I think amazing things happen to all of us in life, you know what I mean? Just little weird things that you're like, oh, that's a cool fucking thing, and that's all that was, you know what I mean? That whole thing happened. It was a song that I started working on and kind of just lost inspiration, didn't want to write to it, so I just sold the beat to somebody else, and like you said, he bought it. I never heard from him for a while, and then his friend emailed me and said that, you know, he was super inspired by me and kind of helped change his life around for more of a positive, you know, direction. And then he ended up dying in a car accident, and his friend just wanted me to know this, but just him telling me that story really inspired me to kind of tell his story, but over the song that I started. So it's just a lot of different ways you can inspire somebody. You know, the smallest thing can change somebody's life, and you know what I mean? That's what the whole story is.
That's amazing. It really is amazing. It's talking about the power of hip-hop. Like, there's positives with this that a lot of people outside of the culture don't see. And that's what I try to do, especially because I bring hip-hop into the classroom as a teacher. And the stuff I bring in is stuff the kids aren't familiar with because they wanted to listen to Soulja Boy and stuff. And it's nice to be able to, you know, I was playing your video today, telling everybody in the class, I'm interviewing this guy tonight and talking about... I've interviewed Animal Farm and Sweatshop Union and these guys that have positive lyrics and something to say. And that's why I'm a fan, big time, and I'm honored just because you always got something to say.
Hey, thank you, man. And, you know, it's cool that it's funny because there's a lot of hip-hop guys I know that are teachers. You know what I mean? There's a guy named Hotbox down from down home. He's a producer and he's a teacher. And he does the same thing, just what you just said. It reminded me of it. Like, he'll take music into his students and kind of, you know what I mean, just to show them other sides of it. And another guy, Sean McEachran from First Words out of New Brunswick, he's a teacher. And it's weird, man, because a lot of hip-hop artists become teachers. You know what I mean? Which kind of says something. Like, I think a lot of hip-hop artists feel like we have something to say. And, you know, we want to pass it on to the youth and to try to give something positive. So I think that's it's a cool thing.
I think, KRS-One and D-Nice and stuff, we're doing that kind of thing, talking actually about teaching and...
Yeah, man, the temple of hip hop.
Yeah, it's wicked. So, I know we already talked about a lot of your favorite artists and how you've got them on your tracks. But is there anybody you're bumping right now in your car or your MP3 player? Like, what are you listening to?
On the tour bus, we've just been listening on the tour bus for the last 3 weeks. But we've been listening to a lot of old stuff like Das Effects, Dog Pound. We're listening to the show soundtrack. We're listening to what else? We listening to in there? A little bit of Static Selector. Chaos's new record. We had that new one that he has with Nelly Furtado and Socrates. I wish I knew Natalie Portman. Jam's banging. But not anything, man. I don't know. I haven't... You know, it's not like 5 years ago when I used to go buy albums every Tuesday and, you know, really dissect the albums and listen to it. It's kind of changed. Like, I really like to just hear a good song here and there, and then I like to make my own mix CDs. You know? But what's the last full album that I really liked?
Yeah, that seems to be the trend. I mean, because I'm old school and I still love albums. And
that's the same as me. Like, I love to hear a full album. You know what I mean? Like, something that, not something that's like, you know, an artist and he goes, gets Timberland's beat, he gets Primo's, he gets the Dre. Like, I like to hear an album where, like a gangster album, Moment of Truth. I always go back to this, where it's like your MC and your producer and they make a full album together. You know what I mean? It's just them guys, and they do it all together. I just think there's so much more you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just a better, you know, whole product. It's not like you're just going to try to make a bunch of singles. It's, you know, a whole point to the project. And I really like hearing albums like that.
Yeah, me too. I kind of like how you put together your album. Try almost make it a concept album with your Choose Your Own Adventure thing.
Yeah, definitely. And that was kind of more of a... That was supposed to be more of like an interlude thing. Like, I wanted to do a cool way to do interludes, and I just had some funny shit. I wanted to do something, and then I popped in my head, and I was like, yo, it'd be a cool way to take listeners through the album as like a choose your own adventure, day in the life of Classified. And you can kind of, you know, if you want to go to the club, go to track 18. If you want to go for a bike ride, go to track 7. So it was just something cool to do, and yeah, the reception's been great for it so far.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yes. So, that's nice. Okay, your current single threw me for a loop a little bit because I heard it on the radio, and first time I heard it on the radio, I was like, oh, what's this? You know, anybody listening, yeah.
That was the point of it. That was a beat I had for like a year and a half. And I always liked, to me, it reminded me of some Dudgeon Family, Ocash shit. I've always been a fan of like that vibe. And I knew, like, I wanted to do something that was a point. Like, it really had a point why I use that beat. A lot of people don't get it, is because the whole underground commercial thing of, you know, is he underground, is he commercial? A lot of people call that beat commercial, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
I don't know, maybe because of the Phil Collins sample, the hook, maybe it's just not as gritty a beat.
Like, and I'm not asking this to be hypocritical, I really want to know what makes a beat commercial and what makes a beat underground. What makes a beat underground?
Yeah, that's a good question, especially for Dope FM, because we play under. That's all we play is underground.
And I'm just saying it's a head, because I'm the biggest head in the world, and I don't have an answer for it. I'm like, how do you know what beats underground? Is it boring and a simple one note? Is that what people consider underground? Is commercial something that anybody could just hear and go, oh, I'm really into this, I feel this, I like this, I can sing it back? To me, commercial underground is in the lyrics. And that's the whole point of anybody listening. It's like, I'm going to make this beat so dope that I don't care if you listen to what I'm saying or not. You're going to dance and you're going to sing this hook back. But in the lyrics, I'm going to make sure I bring the message and the same shit I've always been bringing, the same thing I've always been saying. But at the first of the song, I'm saying, yo, what do I got to do to get you to pay attention? You know what I mean? And that's why I'm using this upbeat beat that I still like, because I wouldn't use it if I liked it. But I knew it was a little more commercial than anybody's ever heard from me. But that was the whole point of it. I was like, I want to take this to other people who wouldn't normally listen to me and then bring my lyrics and say my point. And I'm kind of speaking from all MCs who are like, yo, we put our heart and our soul into our music. And is anybody even fucking listening to lyrics? Or they just want to hear the hot beat and the hot chorus. You know what I mean? And that's what the whole song's about, that. If you really listen to all the lyrics, it's me saying like, yo. And I feel pretty fortunate, even though I never made a fortune yet. But a lot of these cats try to make it a rap, don't get nothing back, no feedback their whole life. Like I'm saying, like, people put their heart and soul in this. Unless you got some hooky, catchy shit, a lot of people don't listen to that. And that's the whole point of anybody listening. But a lot of people don't get that.
That's awesome, because I didn't get that either, you know? Like I was,
and I probably should have came out and said that stuff, but a lot of people heard it. And like even some of my boys heard it when I first came out. And they're like, man, that's a little different for you, man. Like, you sure you want to go with this? And I'm like, yo. And that, to me, like a lot of, and then the other side of it, that was the hardest song to make on the whole album. I never rapped that fast before in my life. The production on that song, like just the instruments I had brought in and tried, like I spent weeks on that song, like trying different things. And there was so much different production. It broke down. We had Socrates come in, try some stuff. So, you know what I mean? For someone to, you know, go, oh, Class, just making a commercial track, trying to make the easy, catchy. This was the hardest fucking song to make on the album. You know what I mean? So it's, you know what I mean? I don't even know what I'm saying now, but, you know, I'm proud of that song. I think that song took me to a new audience, and I said what I wanted to say. I really believe, and even in the lyric in this song, I think I say, you know, beat bangs. The beat bangs, but still I speak and spit with substance that will fill my needs. And that's just saying, like, yeah, I'm going to make something banging and people might feel this, but I'm still going to bring that lyrics. I'm not going to just say shake your ass to the fast beat. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring some lyrics to it.
That's awesome, because when I first heard that song, I thought it was more of a take on you're huge in Canada, but, you know, you're not huge to the rest of the world.
And that's how the other part of it worked, was this is our deal with Sony. It's going to be our first, you know, taste of hitting outside Canada. So I also wanted to put it for that reason. Like, yo, is anybody even listening? Y'all ready to pay attention to some Canadian shit or what? So it worked in a lot of different ways, and that's really why I made it the first single.
That's awesome, because we got to support our Canadian talent, because we've got, like, tons, and just, like, listening to your album, even you've got, like, some Maritime cats on there, like Dual Plasket, so we have to support this. And there was a time in the 90s when I bought everything that was Canadian, and, you know, even if it was a little bit whack.
Yeah, I was the same guy. I'd buy any Halifax release that came out, local shit, I'd buy it, I'd listen to it like it was, you know, the new Death Row or the new Gangsta or Redman album, you know what I mean? I really followed that shit like religion, man.
Definitely, definitely. Well, man, it's been an honor. Definitely. I'm looking forward to the show tonight. And thanks for coming on Dope FM.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a good time.
All right. We gotta close with a song. What song should we close with?
Let me play. I want to hear the intro off my album. Self-explanatory. If you buy the album, this is the first thing you're going to hear. So if you like this, go check out the rest of the record.
All right. Thanks a lot, Classified. It's been an honor.
All right, thanks again, man.
All right. Peace.
Going down, diggy, diggy, down, diggy, down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it. Throughout the east, south, west, and the north.
We'll be going down, diggy, diggy, down, diggy, down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it. Class,
once again.
Yeah, they call me Class, the MC, refresh the memory. Hands in the sky with the crowd to a frenzy. Whether it's empty or packed like Wembley, I got a track record athletes would envy. No need for jewels or a Bentley, I'm fresher than Dentine on a 10-speed shopping at Frenchie's. I guess you could say I bang green, senses hemp weed, hope then condemn me.
I don't wanna be a goddamn rock star, all strung out and beaten down like a stock car. I'll agree, I'm a bit of a pessimist, mad scientist mixed with the perfectionist. I find this rap shit acts therapeutically, without the hourly rate to abuse a beat, and true indeed do it ever so beautifully, ever since puberty but never was musically. Class, they said I was going nowhere, but look, I'm now here and ain't going nowhere. Fingers in the crate, still digging for the breaks in the flesh, fresh is what I'm bringing to the plate. Yes.
Going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down. I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Get your head right.
Throughout the east, south, west, and the north.
We'll be going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Class, once again. Yo, my head held high as I get in position. Real MC, I fit the description. What I'm spitting out needs no encryption. I am conditioned to vibe to the rhythm. I've been sitting in the back with my eyes on the prize. High, trying to visualize a game with no strain, stress, no pain. Got me pulling out my hair, yes, past the world game. Glass push wigs back like Davy Crockett. So touch up your front line like Jamie Foxx did. Shit, I'm a problem, honorably honest. But all this bragging and talk is exhausting. I've had it. Rappers always rapping how good they rap. Now what the fuck is the good of that? I know you kill the beat like no one else. But me, literally, the rhyme speak for himself. I never ran to the States trying to get signed. For me, it was never get rich or die trying. Broke tradition and made him go the distance. Signed, sealed, delivered, but on my own conditions.
Going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down. I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Get your head right.
Class. Throughout the east, south, west, and the north.
We'll be going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
And if you don't think I'm the coolest dude, well that's cool too. Cause what's cool to you ain't cool to me, and what's cool to me ain't cool to you. Yeah, class is in session, but school is through. Peace.
You're listening to CFMU 93.3 on your FM dial.